Great comments here from everyone. We're going to take a look at these two passages from the Bible, these two people that are stuck. And how were they stuck? And how can we relate to that? Let's open up our Bibles to John 4, verses 46 through 54. All right. I'm going to go ahead and just read this. Bear with me here, just probably for ease. And then if someone can else be prepared to read the John 5 passage, that would be great. John 4, Jesus heals an official's son. So Jesus came again to Cana in Galilee, where he had made the water wine. And at Capernaum, there was an official whose son was ill. When this man heard that Jesus had come from Judea to Galilee, he went to him and asked him to come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. So Jesus said to him, "Unless you see signs and wonders, you will not believe." The official said to Jesus, "Sir, come down before my child dies." Jesus said to him, "Go, your son will live." The man went on his way. As he was going down, his servants met him and told him that his son was recovering. So he asked them the hour when he began to get better, and they said to him, "Yesterday. At the seventh hour, the fever left him." Now let me put that into context. That's 1 p.m. Your Bibles might give the time period. That's 1 p.m. that the fever left him. The father knew that was the hour when Jesus had said to him, "Your son will live." And he himself believed in all his household. This was now the second sign that Jesus did when he had come from Judea to Galilee. All right. Ding, 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 ding. This, know that the chapters in the Bible, those aren't inspired. It's not God's word. When you say, "I believe in God's word to be inerrant," you're not saying, "Oh, the way they numbered the Bible, that's inspired." That was added on later. But what I want you to hold on to is whenever that word sign appears, the author is asking you to, That's a page turn. That's a new chapter. So in John's gospel, here's the second time that word's used, sign, all right? So just note that. For the sake of our study, though, let's focus in on this royal official. John writes about a royal official from Capernaum that was stuck. What are the reasons for his stuckness? How have you ever been stuck in similar ways? Why is this guy stuck, this royal official? Any thoughts on that?
Oh, you can have somebody working to make sure you get stuck. I would have done a $10 billion program for in this area, and there were people that were assigned to get me stuck.
Okay. John says, make sure you don't work with people that are trying to get you stuck. Yeah.
And then you have to work through it.
Yeah.
Gradually.
Yeah. Now, with this royal official, Carol, why is he stuck, this guy?
Because he's a person with all kinds of privilege and power, but no way can he make his son well. He's stuck. That's all the power that he has. It doesn't do him any good when it comes to the illness of his son.
Yeah. Carol, do you think this royal official was used? Oh, my goodness. The battery's going out here, Oscar. That is my worst nightmare. This is when I wake up at 2 a.m. Oh. Do you guys have that nightmare too? So, oh man.
Yeah, you're stuck.
We're stuck. Everyone online, we're officially stuck here. Hopefully we can get this figured out. If not, we'll get you back on. Just stay with us. If you go down, we'll get you back on. Carol, don't you think that this guy was used to being in control?
Yes, of course. Yeah. Yes.
I've had the experience of seeing two pastors that I've worked with retire. And the next Sunday after they retire is the funniest thing to watch. So, and both of them I love dearly, but you could tell they just didn't know how to function as a parishioner. They were used to just leading the service, kind of guiding things along. And the one pastor, Pastor Glick, I'm very close to, he sat in the back, and I thought he was so nervous. I thought he was going to peel over something. When you're used to being in control and then you're put back, you know, can you imagine a pilot flying an airplane and then being asked to, yeah, let the rookie take over and you sit in the back, you know, of the plane? That's what this guy is experiencing here in this passage. So have you guys ever felt stuck in a similar way, losing control? Anybody want to comment on that? Okay. Do you feel like you've lost control this year? I feel like I've lost control of my calendar. So planning things 2 months down the road, who knows what's going to happen? That's been a very frustrating experience, not being able to say on May 20th, I'm going to do X. And then you just don't know what's going to happen. The calendar kind of takes a different path. That's fun. Oh. All right. Why do you think Jesus performed this miracle as he did by returning to the man, by not returning with the man? Why do you think we sometimes have to wait before we get unstuck? So just some background here. Jesus is in Capernaum. I don't have a picture of this, but picture the Sea of Galilee. And on the north end of the Sea of Galilee is a sea called Capernaum. This is Jesus' home base. He was really well known in Capernaum. This is where Peter is from. This is where James and John are from. This is like the base of operations. Cana is about 18 miles west. That's about a day's journey, 18 miles back in Jesus' day. Cana is only mentioned twice in the Bible, only in the wedding of Cana and this chapter. That's it. Well, that was surprising to me. Anyway, what we have here is we have this. Jesus is in Cana, and a man comes from Capernaum. So he walked 18 miles to come see Jesus. He couldn't pick up his cell phone and just say, "Hey, Jesus, come on back over here." He couldn't text him and give him some emojis. That didn't happen. He had to walk the entire distance. Why do you think Jesus performed this miracle as he did by not returning with the man? Any thoughts of that? So Jesus says he's going to be healed. He's going to be okay. And just go back. Take another 18-mile hike, Dad. Why would Jesus do that?
He knew it was going to happen.
John says the man knew that it was going to happen. Or Jesus knew it was going to happen, so why go back? Any other thoughts on that from anyone? Why did Jesus not go back with the man? Linda?
Maybe he was wanting to and the faith what happened in there for him.
Okay, Linda says this was an opportunity to strengthen the man's faith, to have him go back. Any other thoughts? Let me just throw one out that I was thinking about. You know, I don't hold back. It looks like the royal official has plan A. His plan is, hey, Jesus, come back with me and raise my son from the dead. And what happens is plan B, which is Jesus just speaks a word. And so in other words, this man, he wanted to tell Jesus the way it was going to happen. And Jesus said, it's going to work plan B. How do we think about that? You know, when we think about the times that we're stuck and waiting, have you ever gone to God with plan A and he gave you plan B instead? Carol says, God's way, not our way. Yeah. Good. All right. So that may be at play here. This guy's losing control. He's losing control. He can't tell Jesus what to do and he can't have his plan. All right. Question number three, how did the man respond to Jesus' instructions? What does it say here? Go ahead and take a peek at verse 50. What do you think? When Jesus said, your son is well, your son will live, is what he says. How did the man respond?
He Because of back home.
Okay. Yep, Bob.
He just believed him and went back.
He left. He believed, he left him. I think the text says he believed him at his word.
He accepted plan B.
He accepted plan B is what Rick says. Oh man, that's great. You know what I would have done if I would have been that royal official? I would have said something like this. I would have said, my wife makes a fantastic prime rib, Jesus. Why don't you come with me for a walk? And boy, she'll make us a great dinner. I would have tried to, you know, finagle it to, you know, kind of sales pitch and get him to come. Nope. This guy, do you think he walked back very confident or do you think he walked back very scared? Okay. Craig says really confident. Very good. Yep. He believed Jesus at his word. So any takeaways on how to become unstuck from this passage? If there's one thing that you learned here, what's something that you could do that you can put action step in your life to become unstuck? Rick says believe. Anybody else? Action step. All right.